Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I was watching the new Naked Gun on there last night on Paramount Plus.
That's great.
Yeah, it was awesome. Fun. It's neat the way they kept that franchise, or at least trying to keep that franchise going.
Bring it back.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. So, you know, we had a chance to talk to Frank Stamps, and I thought the glowing remarks that Stamps was, you know, when we talk about linebackers and we talk about trying to adjust quickly, Carson Schwesinger has been able to do that without a beat. And then, you know, we started talking in the break. What if this draft class is a true indication of what Andrew can do?
A reset, a reboot.
Well, and knowing that you have a first round pick,
yeah,
you know, so like you put him in a position where he has picks, and next year, I think the biggest question Jimmy has is, does he trust him with two first round picks next year? That has to be the biggest question you have. So grayed out so far in a very short window, where you think they are with this draft class. Mason Graham has been a win. Carson Schwesinger has been a win. Harold Fannin has been a win for a third-round pick. Quinshon Judkins, go back to another second-round pick, at first might have been a little shaky, but he is a true win when you get a guy that can give you over 100 yards a game.
I think so far Judkins and Schwesinger are clearly the top guys out of this draft class. I like what we've seen from Mason Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Not huge impact yet. You know what I mean? We're not seeing the same type of big plays that we're seeing out of Judkins on the offensive side or Schwesinger on the defensive side. But I like Mason Graham. I think he's going to be just fine and probably in the middle of that defensive line for a long time. I think Harold Fannin is on his way. You know, I'm not ready to call him the second coming of Rob Gronkowski or Tony Gonzalez yet.
Or David Njoku, even?
He's on his way. I haven't seen things yet, Andy, that make me think, oh my God, this guy's a Pro Bowl tight end. But he could be. You know, we'll see. We'll see what he's able to do. What you're looking for is a weapon on offense, and I think Harold can be that. And I'm a little disappointed, and I have to temper this. I'm a little disappointed we haven't seen more of Dylan Sampson, because I was hoping that this would become a Detroit Lion type of running back situation where you had Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, and you had two guys. I get that you have an absolute beast at running back and you want to give him the ball like crazy. I love what Dan Campbell and the Lions have done where, okay, here comes Jahmyr Gibbs. We need to see more of him. Yep, but oh, wait a minute. Here's David Montgomery busting off a 30-yard run. All right, well, here comes Gibbs. He's fresh. Look at him go. I love that, and I hope that that's what this becomes and doesn't become a give it to Quinshon 26 times a game and everybody else gets one or two carries. But I don't think there's any question. Early returns, Andy, this is the best draft that we've seen here out of Andrew Berry. I don't think there's any question about it.
Well, he's got four guys starting right now.
I don't think there's any question.
He has four starters right now that he drafted this year. Dylan Gabriel, Quinshon Judkins, Mason Graham, Carson Schwesinger.
Yeah.
And, you know, Fannin's out there all the time. So now you're looking at five rookies on the field, and you ask yourself, why do they only have one win?
You got five real contributors.
So if you're looking at yourself, though, and you're saying, oh, I'm surprised with the way the defense is playing. How do they only have one win? I mean, you have four, almost five starters. Almost five. Right? I don't want to take that away from David, but if they went into a double tight end set, that Fannin would be the other starter over there. And the thing I like about Fannin the most is when he gets the ball and just give him a little bit of open space, he gets two, three steps, and then he'll have defenders hanging on him left and right, and he can bully his way through that. I love that part of his game. I think that is just – it's fun. But Judkins has also proved that we can get a back that has that burst of energy going through the line or can hit the hole fast.
Well, as Frank just said, he's the real deal.
Yeah, it's fun to watch him, too. So
it's an NFL linebacker telling us he's the real deal.
We were talking about being entertained. I know they only have one win, but I do find things about this team entertaining, don't you?
I look at sports differently. Yeah, I find it very entertaining. Very frustrating at times, but also very entertaining. Quinshon looks great. I'm curious to see how Dylan Gabriel progresses. Again, I'd love to see Samson in there. You know, Shador maybe at some point this season. Let's see. But I don't think there's any question. This is the best draft that Andrew Berry has had.
But is it enough to save his job? That's the question. Knowing that he took two quarterbacks.
Andy, it goes back to this. It goes back to what we've talked about. What were their marching orders this year? We don't know what those were. When the owner says, we took a big swing and a miss at the quarterback, man, that to me is hitting reset. I mean, that's rebooting the whole thing.
I understand why Andrew would have more time to do this, because if the Watson deal came from ownership, that means you took away three important pieces to a general manager's life. A general manager wants to look at that depth chart and see ones next to the guy's name left and right.
It was two-thirds and a fourth, too, which if you're a good general manager, you make hay with those picks. So in theory, six guys.
I think when you look at – I mean, imagine if they had five rookie starters this year and that all of the guys that came from the picks they would have made at first, I mean, he could have his own guys in there starting that were all first-round picks.
The only thing I'd say, Andy, I think Andrew Berry has done a pretty good job of drafting defensive talent. I've harped on it, and I'm tired of hearing myself say it. They've not drafted well on the offensive side of the ball until this year.
We still haven't seen Mike Hall this year. That defense can get better.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, Mike coming back from injury, we'll see. Mm. But I think they've done a pretty nice job of drafting on the defensive side of the ball. Offense, not so much.
Speaking of Mike's, let's go to Mike in Bay Village. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello, Mike.
Hanging in.
Good. Hey, not to beat the bush here. So you're right. Stefanski has gotten pretty much a bad offensive roster, and that's completely on Berry. But the thing that I question with Stefanski is his in-game decision-making. I mean, how many times did we all look at each other going, why is Chubb on the bench? You know, this last game, why was Keyshawn on the bench in the third quarter? How many times have we looked at it when we're first and goal on the 1-2 or the 3 and we can't punch it in because he overthinks it? It's in-game decision-making that makes me believe that Stefanski's not the guy that's going to take this team to the next level. He may be a decent coach, but he makes decisions that you just shake your head at all the time. And that's what I don't get. And I can't believe other people just aren't seeing that day in and day out. That's how I see it. So,
Mike, I think there's some validity to what you're saying, because I remember it used to drive me nuts when they'd be in the red zone and you had Nick Chubb and they weren't running the football. I mean, they were throwing the football and Nick wasn't even in the game sometimes. So I agree with you on that. And hopefully that continues to improve and they continue to figure it out. Should you be better in your sixth year? Maybe. All I know, and Frank as Frank pointed out, you know, we've been talking about it for a couple of days now. You're in Minnesota, or you're in London against Minnesota, and you have the lead late in the game with a rookie quarterback and some rookies and an offensive roster that's not very good, and you had a chance to win the football game. You didn't.
Can I flip this story on its head here for a second? Make the case for Kevin to be here.
Indy, I don't think he's got a whole lot of offensive talent to work with. I don't. When he had good offensive talent, he did a good job. First year, he inherited a pretty decent offensive roster and made the playoffs.
Is it easier to make the case for him to be here or not be here? And I do think a lot of
what perspective you want.
It's reactionary from Sunday.
Well, here,
like, there are people super mad at him for what happened at the end of the game.
You want to make the case for a coach not to be somewhere? You've not scored more than 17 points in 10 straight games. You don't need to say another word.
And no, I don't think you're going to get a lot of
right. You don't need to say another word. It's easier to say, well, that's not working, get rid of him, than it is to look and think, do you have a pretty good coach here? Do you want to stick with him and be patient?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's tough. It's easy to go, blow it up, get him out. Because you haven't scored points.
Let's go Frank in Euclid. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up with you, man?
All right. Well, first of all, let me just get everybody all upset right now. I'm a Steelers fan.
Are you from Cleveland?
Yeah, you gotta be.
No,
something.
I'm from Pittsburgh, sir.
All right, you gotta understand.
You're alive.
I have respect for you. If you're from Pittsburgh, you moved here. I don't have any problem with that. None at all. Well, it's the people from Cleveland that were born and raised here that are Steelers or Ravens fans. That's the issue I have. So go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I agree with you on part of that also. But see, just so you know, I'm over 60. I remember the Steelers before they won their first Super Bowl.
Thank you. So you respect your own history. I can appreciate that, my friend. You can honestly say
the Browns history.
In your lifetime, well, the Steelers history too, that they sucked in your lifetime too, that the Steelers were not very good at one point. Yes.
Well, my very first Steeler game was in Pittsburgh Three River Stadium, and it happened to be the first time that the Browns won. And I'm sitting there going, are you kidding me?
Hey, what are you doing Sunday? Maybe you need tickets to the game. You need to go.
Well, I will take free tickets, but I will tell you this.
I am
sneakingly suspicious of Tomlin's ability to win this game. Hmm. I really am suspicious of it, because if you think about the fact that Tomlin, who I'm a big critic of, doesn't come through when he should come through with things, and he relies too much on Boswell in getting his game.
So you like the Browns this week? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh. Yeah, I do.
Oh,
yeah, I can feel it. I kind of heard the undertone.
Well, the whole thing is I've made jokes with my Browns friends. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll trade you Stefanski for Tomlin in a case of Iron City.
Goodbye, Frank. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
We need some POC, so we need it around here. Do I want to do this? Don't. I'll do it.
You have to ask. You already know the
LeBron
answer.
LeBron in Cleveland. Go ahead, LeBron.
Hey, good morning, guys. First time caller.
Awesome.
I just want to let you guys know, as far as when it comes to Stefanski, he has to go. His play calling sucks. We don't score points. And I will give Barry a pass for the simple fact with the Deshaun Watson trade, losing those draft picks.
Sure.
And also, he did a good job this year, I think, in the draft with the rookies that we got now because they're all performing very well. But as far as Stefanski, he's not the guy that we thought he was. And we're just wasting time. That's all I got.
All right, cool. LeBron, can I ask you a question? How old are you?
Sir.
I'm just curious how old you are.
I just turned 45.
35, is that what you said? So you were LeBron before LeBron became LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I was just curious. Thank you. All right, appreciate it. You know, it was one of those things where I just kind of wondered, like, if people started naming their kids LeBron after LeBron started playing.
I went through a drive-thru, and there was a guy named LeBron. And I looked at him, and I said, before? He goes, before. Okay.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I have tons of it. I'd take one more. Let's go Big Al's in Toledo. Big Al!
Hey, guys. Appreciate you. You know, I coached for many years. I'm in my mid-60s, and so I've been a Browns fan since, like, 68. But, you know, when you don't have talent and you've got everything else around you, there's not a whole hell of a lot you can do. So, you know, if I were to choose between Stefanski and our GM, GM's got to go.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, Big Al, thank you. It's ready to let him go. This last draft gave me hope. Gave me a lot of hope for him. I see the results from these rookies that are on the field right now. It's not that I was ever against Andrew Berry, but I thought Andrew in the beginning hung on to his own picks too long. I thought that was a problem. I thought he's lost three picks. And if it was truly his decision to trade for Deshaun Watson and said, nope, we need to give up three first-round draft picks, then there's no way he would be here right now.
Sing it, Andy.
Mike's in Stowe. I got time for one more. Go, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Got about 25 seconds, 30 seconds.
All right. No, look, neither one of them are on the hot seat. They were, I believe they decided they were going to give him like 3 years. My thought is they gave him, in their minds, Jimmy was given him 3 years, counting last year, this year, and next year. And this draft definitely put Andrew off the seat. And, then, you know, look, great point about the offense when, you know, he had more talent in the offensive line, was really well. It was one of the top offensive lines when he came here. Now it's one of the worst offensive lines. And our receiving core was definitely one of the better half. And now it's one of the worst five.
It's hard to watch sometimes. All right, Mike, thank you. Appreciate it. Running out of time there. Let's come back. We got a little NFL rapid fire. That's what's coming up next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.